Encouraging and inspiring Bridge FM. This is Keith Maddox with Sheila Tomach and joined on the phone by the one, the only Colton Dixon. How's it going, man?
What's up, man? I'm doing amazing. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. And how's the concerts going?
Man, they have been so great. I've had this tour marked on my calendar. It's not very often that I get to go out on an acoustic tour, just me and the piano. And we have been having so much fun. Set list has changed a little bit almost every single night, which is kind of crazy for us. It's pretty rare. So it's been a lot of fun. We've really been enjoying the informality of it all. I'll share a story that's on my heart, you know, and again, it changes from night to night. So yeah, it's been really refreshing.
That's awesome. Why did you decide to go ahead and do acoustic this time?
My safe space has always been behind the piano. From the time I started taking piano lessons to when I started singing, a lot of my Jesus time is spent at the piano. And so I thought it would be cool to kind of take that on the road and kind of give people a peek behind the curtain of even how I write songs at bass level. And yeah, I think it's just been really cool for everybody, myself included. So we've only done this one other time, and that was kind of us getting through the COVID era. So it was more so out of necessity than anything else. But yeah, like I said, I've really been enjoying this tour so far.
So I'm really looking forward to this. And we keep telling everybody, it's like, look, this is going to be Colton as you haven't seen him before. And so tell me a little bit about those that you're out on the road with, The Sound and Cade Thompson.
I'll start with Cade. Man, I met Cade several years ago. He was just a kid, man. Aspiring to do music, and it's been so cool to see his career blossom, and so talented, incredible songs. I don't know, you look at some artists and you're like, man, they're really good, but then you look at other artists and you're like, man, they just got it. They just have the thing, and Cade's one of those people. So he does such a great job communicating and sharing from his heart, and he does a great job kicking off the night. And then The Sound was a group I met at a writer's round in Nashville not that long ago. And I was just blown away. I don't know if they hate this or not, but for those who have never heard of The Sound, think a younger, more like Christ-centered lyric version of Rascal Flatts.
Oh,
it's just incredible. Okay. And what they're able to do acoustically as well is insane. It's two brothers and their dad are in The Sound, and they brought another guitar player out with them. And man, it's amazing. Like, you're in for a treat every night. I'm just like, there's no reason I should be walking on stage after these people.
Wow.
They are so good.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to this. And again, this is Saturday, May 3rd at Community Church of Columbus. Ryan for Creative is putting this on, and happy to be part of that here at Bridge FM as well. Colton, we can't wait to see you there. We want to encourage people to go and see this, because again, this is Colton as you haven't seen him before. Can't say it enough. Really come out. Even if you just saw Colton at Winter Jam, I mean, this is completely different.
Not even apples and oranges. Very, very different. It's actually been funny. There have been a couple people who, you know, say hi after the show, and they're like, man, we weren't sure what to expect. We saw you at Winter Jam, and we were expecting, like, you know, a full show, but we were, like, pleasantly surprised. Once we just saw the piano, we were a little scared, but we really loved it. And so, yeah, if you're on the fence, just do it. Just come on out. I don't think you'll regret it.
Now, are you going to plan on coming out after the show and doing something special, too? I was hearing a little bit about this.
Yeah, that's right. So for several months now, probably a year now, we've been working on a children's book. It's finally ready. And so what we're doing on this tour is we're kind of using it as an opportunity to do like a book signing after the show. So for anyone who grabs a book, and what's great about Compassion too is anyone who sponsors a kid gets a book for free. So whether you sponsor a kid or you snag a book from the table, would love to say hey and say thanks as well. So
you keep saying we. Did you write this book yourself or is it a collaboration?
Oh, it was a collaboration. I cannot take full credit. I do the same thing with songs, too. You know, I say we a lot, actually, and it might sound a little funny. I mean, I just realized there is no way I could do all of this on my own, apart from the obvious spiritual element of this. God has been the one opening all the doors, but it takes a village. For the kids' book, it was something that was on my wife and I's heart. She kind of let me take the reins more so. But yeah, we had like a ghostwriter, an illustrator, and then of course you have to have someone who sets the type so it looks all nice and neat on the page. And then the printer, I mean, it takes a village. But super grateful we were all able to come together and come up with a story and illustration that that speaks to this young generation and connects some dots on the faith side as well. So, yeah, be sure to check out the book. We're super proud of it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Well, again, Colton, thank you so much for joining us here on Bridge FM.
And thanks for having me, guys. Good to talk to you.